Former gymnast slams ACLU trans ad with Megan Rapinoe, sports are not about inclusion. By Katherine Hamilton on January 31, 2026. Former gymnast Jennifer Say rebuked the ACLU and Megan Rapinoe after the organization posted a video supporting delusional males who believe they have a right to women's sports and spaces. The ACLU, which represented transgender-identifying athletes in cases before the Supreme Court earlier this month, released a video as part of its More Than a Game campaign in support of transgender-identifying athletes. The group says on its website that it is advocating for trans-identifying young people have a right to be themselves. Supporting trans youth isn't just about sports. It's about freedom, says the video, which includes former Team USA women's soccer player Megan Rapinoe, former WNBA player Sue Bird, and WNBA player Brianna Turner. Say, who is a USA National Artistic Gymnastics champion and the founder of 20Zi Athletics, an activewear company that advocates for protecting women's sports and spaces, told Fox News Digital the video made her so angry. Sports aren't about any of those things. Sports are about competition. Sports are not about inclusion. Not everybody makes the team, Say told the outlet. Sports are competing and striving to get better. And it's about self-reliance and picking yourself up when you fall down. They're not about freedom. There's rules in sports. Three strikes and you're out, she added. There's rules across every single sport. So I don't know what these people are talking about. And to make it about this idea that sports aren't about competition. Read more, SCOTUS appears sympathetic to state laws banning trans-identifying males from female sports teams. Say went on to say that males have biological advantages over women that are greater than performance-enhancing drugs, and said she believes Rapinoe would have wanted a fair playing field during her soccer career. Megan Rapinoe has to be one of the most competitive women on the planet. She was on Olympic teams and World Cup teams. She's one of the most famous soccer players ever. She's full of it. It just makes me angry, and she's pulling up the ladder behind her, Say said. And I'm sure she would not have tolerated a single player taking performance-enhancing drugs because that provides an unfair advantage. Related, exclusive, Terry Schilling, ACLU had total garbage argument in trans athletes SCOTUS case, we are going to win. Say said the ACLU is twisting the purpose of sports to make it about self-expression rather than competition, hard work, and sacrifice. She countered that people who believe in biological reality must push back on radical gender ideology and take the culture back. They're asking these girls to erase themselves and to do it with a smile, she said. The ACLU and Rapinoe did not respond to the outlet's requests for comment by time of publication. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.